Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
After years of getting ripped off by big wireless providers, there's finally a better option. Mint Mobile is the affordable premium wireless service that you buy online. To get your new phone plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/DIYS. Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Tahir Moore.
And I'm Patrick Cloud.
And this is another episode of Damn, Internet, You're Scary.
Hey.
We have a very amazing guest here today, ladies and gentlemen. She's an actor, she's a content creator, she's a star, she's a mom, a basketball star mom. You see her out here, you see goddamn earrings, you see what she's doing. Ladies and gentlemen, please help me welcome to the show for the first time, Miss Audra Kincaid.
What do you do?
Nothing, but can I say this right now?
Yes.
So it's Kincaid. Okay. Everybody always calls me Kinkhead. So
what is it?
It's Kincaid. It's just Kincaid. Spelled a really Irish way. Yeah.
Kincaid.
Kincaid.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I feel like Pat should have known that and he should have forewarned me because he knows I mess up words a lot.
He would have messed it up too.
I know
he
that.
He would have messed it up.
I did not know that.
Pat, what are you eating? Are you eating sunflower seeds right now? Are you going crazy on sunflower seeds?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right.
My daily salt intake. You know?
Yo,
they look delicious.
Yo, let me tell you something. I didn't realize, like, I'm on high blood pressure medicine, like the lowest dosage you could be on. I didn't realize how much, like, if I eat salt too late at night, I really wake up, my fingers are swollen, and my feet sometimes are swollen. Like, I really have to watch. I'm getting to that age where I really got to watch what the fuck I'm eating before I go to bed.
What is too much salt?
Like, if I eat something too salty for dinner.
Okay. So, no, I mean, like what's too much?
Well, I mean, typically the stuff that you get from, like, fast food restaurants, anything that's super processed, fries, anything like that. So, like, I typically try not to eat any fast food for dinner. I always try to eat, like, a home-cooked meal for dinner. And if I am going to do fast food, I try to do that earlier in the day so my body has a chance to process it. And because when you lay down, like, your blood circulation isn't the best, so I try to do that earlier in the day. So when I'm laying down, my body doesn't have to work as hard. Because otherwise, I will wake up and my fingers are swollen. I can always tell because my ring is like super tight around my finger. And my feet are fat. I look down and I'm like, God damn, I look like Professor Clump in this bitch. Yeah, man, you know that's how they used to keep like meat fresh back in the days. Before refrigerators, they used salt. So like.
And pepper? Like,
no, just salt. Like. It was the natural use of preservation for food.
Right.
For
but where'd pepper come from?
Oh, nigga, that's just seasoning.
That has nothing to do with preservation.
Pepper was invented, flavor. I want to say, in like really
make, like, four, about to make four, something up.
No, 415 BC. It was created by Sir Freckle Johnson. And he found the peppercorn and like bigger, so he found a way to like mince it up and he sprinkled it on there, and that's where pepper came from.
Oh, okay.
That's minced nice. Pepper. Okay.
That's minced
because they didn't it was minced and smashed because they didn't have knives back then, so they were just smashing it with rocks. So
right. Okay.
So wait, were they just killing chickens and cows, hanging them up, and putting hella salt on them?
I think so. I don't know the process of salting meat and preserving meat, but yeah, they were like, yeah, they were just throwing some salt on that bitch, keeping it.
That's so random. Sorry, we just be going off on these tangents. But Audra, since this is your first time on the show, why don't you tell the people who you are, what you've been working on? Because we actually, we used to shoot together a lot. What year was that? Was that 2019? That was before
I think so. I think, yeah, it's been before that. I've had your number in my phone since like 2016 for whatever reason.
I don't have, that's crazy. I don't have like a good sense of time when it comes to like 2020. Like everything that was before 2020 does not feel like 2 years ago.
I know, but it's just like we voided a year.
Man, so, I turned the same age this year as I did last year. We're not even
gonna count. Same, 26 again, you know, it's tough.
So why don't you tell the people who you are?
I am Audra Kincaid. I'm an actress and a writer. I just finished a movie called You Married That with my co-stars Jahan Jones and April Jones. They're not related and they're not married, but in the movie, it's like we're all fighting to marry each other or something really weird like that. I do a lot of different sketches and stuff like that. And I just like to be on the internet and be with cool people and shoot stuff.
Just be shooting.
Audra, I just found out, first of all, I always thought you were amazing talent. Just found out that you were a mom. Did not
really?
Know. That. Yeah, I did not know that you were a mom. Wow. Yeah, and I did not know you had a giant for a son.
Giant.
Where's the height come from? Is that from his dad or what?
Well, his dad is there. All of them, their dad is 6'2", but he blew past him, so his dad wants to fight him now.
Absolutely.
That's how it happens.
It's the same thing with my daughter. My daughter's taller than me, and every day I look at her like, I wish the fuck you would. He playing. I don't know what it is, but I'll push the fuck out of you on the couch.
Right. No, they're all still scared of me, but he just happened to be the taller one. But yeah, I have four of them. I have a 17-year-old daughter. That's my 16-year-old son, the real tall one. And then I have a 15-year-old son who's only 5'10".
You have three kids?
I have four.
I knew none of this.
You're
a fully recognized mom. You can file taxes. You get the maximum back. You got the maximum back.
Great simmies.
That's a pickup team. You and them?
Yeah.
You guys can all play basketball.
That's
great. It's fantastic. And I even break them off a little bit of something. You know what I mean? So they're like, they feel like they're out here.
Simmies.
I mean?
Like, just for context, her 16-year-old is 6'4". With that, what'd you say, a size 37 shoe?
It's a 16. He's growing out of the 16. So he showed me the other day, he said he had little bruises on his toenails. So I guess we're going into a 17. I don't think they have half sizes anymore at this stage. So
16 at 6'4".
He just got to raid Shaq's closet. He's just got to go over Shaq's house. He's like, you wear these some more? Let me get these. Let me get these two. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping for, because it is hard to find shoes for this boy. So
That's insane.
Yeah. We got some Timberlands. I ordered some Timberlands last year. He grew out of those. They were 15s and they came in the biggest box I've ever seen in my life. I thought it was like a child.
They make Tim's that big? He said they thought it was a child.
The Timberlands that big are actually made out of trees, Pat. They're actually made out of
trees. They're just little stumps.
No, they were huge. My little daughter got in the shoebox after he took the shoes out. So
you say little daughter. So now I have to ask, what are the ages?
So it's my oldest is 17. My tall son's 16. I have 15 and I have a 12.
Okay.
Yeah.
So your babies, they're not babies anymore.
Not anymore.
You basically have 6 years and you're done.
Yeah. Yeah.
The
12-year-old got into the shoebox and like curled up in the shoebox.
That's crazy. Yeah. That shoebox sounds like it's the size of a tire.
That's a big
why I had to pay for extra shipping. So that was fun.
Wait, you had to pay extra for shipping for these shoes?
They're heavier. Yeah. They were like, the shipping was like, or that box was like 20 pounds. Like it was so heavy. It probably went 20 pounds, but it was so heavy. I couldn't pick it up like that. It surprised me.
It's crazy.
Like you could actually get in one of the Timberlands and probably canoe somewhere. You know what I mean? If it was floatable.
At that point, you need to keep that nigga in a cave. That's a whole dragon.
Yeah. Oh my god.
You say he's a dragon? You just say
if you can't pick up that nigga's shoes.
Yo,
put that nigga in the back of a cave.
And I know this is weird, but I'm actually going to walk over here so y'all can see how big the dude actually is.
Don't do this.
Put him on. You gave birth to him. Put him on blast.
Keith, come here. Here working. Oh, Jesus.
No, he's not working yet. His team's not here, but he's here early, which is the reason he's going to the league.
So okay. Just give us a reference. So how tall are you? So when we see him on, God damn.
Yeah. Yeah. I am 5'5". What up, man? 5'7".
That's a tall ass dude.
What are you? Really?
That's wild.
Really? Bro, you got to bring the camera down. I'm afraid of heights.
So I just wanted to show you guys. Yeah.
What do you feed him? Other 16-year-olds?
Lots of starches. Lots of starches to fill him up, and then I'll throw some, you know, steak and some lamb chops on top of that. But
raw? Yeah.
God, that's crazy. What position does he play?
Fish in there?
Huh?
What position does he play?
What position do you play?
Oh, come on, Mom.
Just kidding. Bad. Sorry. Well, they're trying to get him. They want to get him to where he can point guard, too. Okay. So he's, you know, but he's good at whatever it is. I'm not athletic like that, so I don't really know how all that works. I just bring him and pay for it, you know.
Okay.
That was a big dude with the surprise.
Audrey, you look like you're like 25 years old.
You're so sweet. Thank you.
I'm so serious. I like, my mind can't wrap to step around the fact that you have four kids and you also birthed one that is now 6'4". We say that like he was 6'4" when you gave birth to him. We know that.
He almost was.
He was probably taller than other babies. He had to be.
He was a very tall baby, you know, as far as tall babies go.
Right.
But he's always been in like the 98th percentile for everything. So yeah, it's different. It's different, but I feel very safe with my son in the house. So there's that.
Yeah, I would imagine so. Shit.
Yeah, that is a whole.
Can you imagine being a roach and getting killed by him? Like, I feel like all the roach ancestors would feel when he stepped on you.
He probably wouldn't even be able to see the face. Like, he probably just wouldn't know what it was. It'd probably think like furniture knocked over.
It would just be a darkness that just came over and it was over.
Darkness.
Yeah. Death by light skin.
I do have a question for you guys, though.
Yes.
Is anybody into wine in here?
I love it. Absolutely. Pat, you know I'm
100%.
You know I'm a lush, okay? I turn into a 50-year-old white woman when I start drinking wine. I go to the Subaru lot. I bring cats with me. I have knitting materials. Absolutely. My name is Leslie, okay, Goldblum. I'm a Trader Joe's white lady. When I start drinking wine, I go in, baby.
You're talking to Leslie now. Yes. What do you guys drink?
I love a good Pinot Noir. My favorite is this wine called Belle Gloss. It ranges between $50 and like $65 a bottle. If you buy it from like the store, if you happen to find a restaurant that sells it, it's probably about $120 a bottle in the restaurant.
Wow! For one,
restaurants mark it up. Restaurants mark it up, but it's
best worth it.
I love it. It's not too dry. It's not too sweet. It's a perfect match. Yeah, that's my favorite real wine, bro. But I like a good Merlot. I like a good Melba.
I don't know how to say that.
Stick to the Pinot Noir.
Yeah.
What about you?
I'm a Chard person. I like Chardonnay, but I'm more of a cheap wine person because I'm trying to achieve something when drinking wine. So I go for like hard Chard, which is only like, I think it's like $16, but it does the trick. It's like 16.5%. So I get where I need to be and I'm happy.
16%?
And then I can't taste it.
Hold on one second. I just want to say, first off, Audra, that $16 wine will definitely get you there. It'll definitely do the goddamn trick. You understand me? Mm-hmm. Before I got to where I am right now, before I found like the wine that I like, I was definitely on that barefoot. I was going to 7-Eleven. Hey, let me get 15 on pump 3. Let me get this fresh up right here, and then let me get these two bottles of a barefoot right here. That's number one.
7-Eleven wine is way underrated. It's actually delicious.
It is.
Woodbridge, Sutter Hill, all of those. That's where I live because I tried. My parents are really into wine, and they gave me like the $80-$90 wine, and it's kind of nasty. It's too dry for me. I like the weird sugary
basic. Me too. Juices. Boone's Farm. Well, not Boone's Farm, but yeah.
Yeah.
So with all that said, CNN just dropped that a winery, the Murphy Good Winery in Sonoma, California, will actually pay you $10,000 a month to work and live rent-free on the grounds of the winery.
What?
Would you guys in an alternate universe do this?
Listen, Pat, I will end this goddamn podcast so
right now. You can ride with me here.
10 racks a month?
I will end this shit. This will be the last episode. You better hope I don't find that episode after this.
Okay.
I mean, I find that article after this episode, because I will be like, nigga, this is my farewell tour. Absolutely, I will.
Yeah.
10 racks a month?
Yep.
Listen, man, I'm gonna be injecting that shit in my veins, bro.
Shooting
and rent free, and rent free. So you just stacking the.
See, I have to see the living quarters. Like that. That's really what it is, too. Like it's like 10 grand a month is fantastic. Wine is fantastic. Mm-hmm. Being on the grounds with that, and because I'm on my off days, you best believe I'm calling my homies up. We finna turn the fuck up in this motherfucker.
All free wine,
right? But I have to see the living quarters because I'm sort of a bathroom snob and I'm definitely a kitchen snob. I gotta have a nice kitchen. Same. I have to have a nice bathroom.
Same. Yep.
Listen to the duties though. Shadowing winemakers, acquiring knowledge of vineyards, ooh, and winery operations. That's walking around.
Yeah.
It's basically it just said. Walking, shadowing winemakers, so just watching what they do. Acquiring knowledge of the vineyard, of course you're going to do that.
Right.
And then winery operations, which is what? Trimming the grapes?
I feel like that's a little bit of everything. That could be trimming the grapes. That could be processing. That could be washing. That could be transporting barrels and bottles. That could be sweeping. That's a little bit of everything. Washing glasses at the actual winery. I don't give a fuck, though. I'll do all that shit. Cause it ain't like I'm gonna be washing out by hand. I know they got like dishwashers and shit like that. I don't care. 10 racks a month.
Right.
Sign your boy up.
You went up. Did we lose Audra? Did she just leave?
Nope. I'm here. I'm here. Sorry. I
thought you went to
listen.
Went to go to the winery
here
goes, right now.
Here he goes. Just sent the application.
Yeah, I would be there for sure.
I feel like that'd be fun to win. Live on a winery.
Yeah,
they got the little carts, and you know what, they always have snacks. Like every winery I've been to always has like those gourmet spreads that they put on like crackers and like the cheeses and stuff like that, so mm-hmm. It'd be turned up, and you can't work after the sun goes down, so you it's like a party every day. I would sure do that.
Let me tell you, man. I am in a place now where you can't tempt me with going out with friends to like a party or something over going to a winery with a good cheese and charcuterie board. You understand?
Ooh, charcuterie boards?
Oh, Pat, let me tell you something. Anytime I'm eating a charcuterie board, I'm crossing my leg. If I have on slippers, one of the slippers is hanging off of like the ball of my foot. And
I know exactly what you're talking
about. I'm sitting with my legs crossed and I'm kind of bouncing it like this.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Charcuterie is a word that you can't not feel bougie when you say charcuterie. You know, I have a newspaper. I'm not going to read it, but I got this bitch here with me. You understand me? Like, wine puts you in a different mood, dog. Like,
right.
I feel like when I get when I get an erection while I'm drinking wine, I feel like my penis has glasses on. It's like.
It has a monocle on the dick eye. It's like, whoa. You're a fancy boner, aren't you?
Fancy boner?
You are a fancy boner. I got a little top hat.
Hilarious.
The ball's got a little bow on it. We're like, oh man.
Funny.
Oh my God.
What's like y'all favorite type of charcuterie board? Because I'm learning more. Like people are advanced with it. I thought it was just the cheeses, maybe some grapes. But people put all types of like meats and veggies and stuff on
prosciutto,
it. I've seen like all types of
stuff.
What do you put on yours?
The cheese, the grapes, prosciutto, maybe even like salami, because like wine can, you know, it makes your palate like make everything taste better. So a little bit of meat, a little bit of fruit, and definitely cheese.
Okay. I feel like, yeah, I've seen some wild stuff. What do you be putting, yeah, on the charcuterie to hear? Same stuff?
Yeah. So it depends on where I'm at. I mean, but for the most part, like I like going to this place called Castaways, and you get to pick like three and three, or you can do, they give you options. So I usually get like three cheese options, three meat options, and then they put like the apricots, olives, baby pickles.
Olives.
Castaway, they actually give you honey too. So like they give you on this wooden serving board, and it's like it's actually like it has a lot of dips and grooves in it. It's like, it looks like it's really just cut from a slab of a tree. And so they have like a little slab for, not slab, but like a little dip for the honey and apricots. Ooh. Right there. And it's just
what goes in the honey?
Huh?
What goes with the honey? What goes with
you can
the
put
honey?
Whatever you want in that, because you could just do like, you could do a little brie and some bread and just like a splash of honey right there. And so it balances out the saltiness and the tanginess of the cheese. And you can put it on the backside of the bread. So like it's just a good balance. Like I love it, man. And I really, wow, I just got into olives. Like the first time I went to London, olives. when we did the show in London, we went to, me and my wife, my mom, my sister and my god sister, we went to this, like, I feel like it was a Mediterranean restaurant, and they gave us so much food. And the dude actually, it was the weirdest thing, he recognized me, and we're in like not a super populated place of London, like it's like it felt like a hole in the wall type of town, and he recognized me, so he hooked it up, bro. I may have spent $160 on all of us. It should have been well
over. How many?
Me, my wife, my sister, my god sister, and my mom. Five of us.
Oh shit!
Right,
and y'all were drinking too.
You goddamn Pat, you know the fuck I was drinking. You know, Pat, you said, I'm in London. You know I was fucked up.
You said 120 or 160?
Oh, it tells us like 150.
Damn!
Wow,
that's
fun.
Honey on a charcuterie board is advanced. I don't even know what I was just like, I don't even know what Pat, that goes with.
Pat and Castaway has the best views, bro. Like, we got to go on like some take the team up there type shit, get Hippie to come up, get some of the guests to come up and just go up there, bro. The views up there, because it's on an incline, so you get to see like the whole city. You can see downtown. It's in Burbank. You see downtown. You see out to Santa Monica on a clear day.
I thought you said this was in London.
No, that's where I had the. That's when I first started liking olives, when I went to the
Mediterranean. Oh, okay. Yeah. Got it. Right.
Castaway is where they had the honey on the charcuterie board.
Ooh, okay, that's out here.
Yeah. It's in Burbank, my boy.
That's fine.
Do you ever smoke before you go and drink wine? Do you ever do that?
Is that a thing?
I don't know. No, I don't. I mean, I don't smoke weed. That's not my thing. I can't do it. I haven't had a good cigar in a while. I'm in St. Louis right now, and there was this like dope cigar lounge. They actually made a house into a cigar lounge. And so from the outside, it is very deceiving. You go inside, and it's deceptively large on the inside, right? Like very spacious. Oh, wow. And the bar is amazing. They usually have live music and all of that. But it feels like a speakeasy because it looks so deceptive on the outside. For them to have live music and the patio and all of that shit, it's just dope. So I might just hit that up tonight. No?
I don't like cigars. I don't think I know how to smoke them, because I almost threw up the first time
I had it. You just don't inhale in your lungs. You inhale in your mouth. You just breathe in your mouth, but you don't do it hard enough to take it in your lungs. You take it in your lungs, that's when you get the cough.
So you're just supposed to like taste it.
It's almost like wine tasting, in the sense of like you don't drink the wine. You just like you take it in to get the notes. You feel it. You twirl it around your mouth, and then you exhale. And also another thing is like you try to keep good ash. I don't know why that's a thing, but old heads always like, look at that ash right there, boy. And the ash is like when it's burnt down, but it's like you got this much of it is just like the ash on the cigar and it hasn't fallen yet. It's just, I don't know. It's just like,
why is that a good thing?
It's just like, it just shows that you're a cigar smoker. It shows that you have patience and you have very steady and slow movements and you're not just out here like, you're taking your time. Cause a cigar is supposed to be enjoyed. You're supposed to be an experience. Like a cigar can last you like 30, 45 minutes if it's done right. Cause you're not like you're not inhaling every 10 seconds or every 30 seconds like a cigarette or a blunt or something. Like you inhale it, experience it, have a conversation, engage in a conversation, hit it again, maybe take a sip of whiskey or brandy or whatever your drink of choice is. It's a whole experience to the whole cigar lounge. So yeah, wow. I mean it's and then Hippie Gold said that too. You need the ash to keep the cherry warm, and the cherry. Well, you know what the cherry is.
Okay.
Oh, the part that's lit, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I could never get with it. I remember me and Waleed randomly went to a cigar store, and we bought like. Are Cubans expensive or Cubans regular price?
Cubans are very expensive, and you usually cannot get them here. Most people get Cubans from like when they go on vacation, like a cruise or something like that, and you dock somewhere, you grab some Cubans, or you go to like South America or something like that. But you typically just are not about to just get some Cubans. If somebody is selling you Cubans in like in the Midwest, I'm like, nigga, cut the shit. You ain't got
Are there fake Cubans that aren't Cubans?
Hell yeah. It's the fake Cubans the same way they're fake Jordans.
Okay, because they were saying like these are like the low end Cubans. And we didn't get those because they were too much. I think we got like $16 cigars. So maybe that's why it was trash. Huh. Yeah. How much is a good cigar?
It depends on what you want, man. Like, because like I typically do blondies because they're not too strong and they still give you that cigar smell. The one thing I don't like about cigar smoking is the smell that it leaves on my clothes. So I have a smoking robe. I have like a top and bottom that I wear when I take
smoking rooms in
there.
So I don't. Is that what smokers' jackets are for?
Yes, smoker jackets, smoker robes.
Wow.
I don't like. I mean, but most places you go to, they have a ventilation system for the most part, but it's still like it gets engulfed in your clothes. You are definitely going to feel like it. You're probably going to taste it for like the next day or so.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn. Wow. For a That's day?
Crazy. Yes. So because you're smoking it for so long. Like a cigar is very rich, especially if it's a good one, it's rolled well, the tobacco as well, the wrapping as well. It's going to be very rich, and you're going to taste that on your mouth. Even you can brush, I can brush my teeth, rinse my mouth twice after smoking a cigar. I'm still going to taste it until the next day. Absolutely.
Ooh, I don't know about that. You've
never had one
on the next day?
You said what?
Does it still taste good the next day, or how does that
work? No, but it's one of those things where it tastes best while you're experiencing it. Afterwards, it kind of like, ugh, I still taste it.
It's like microwaving leftovers.
Well, I mean, it's kind of like you ever smell something that you know is good food after you're already full? You're like, oh, it smells good, but like, ugh, I can't even think about that right now.
Gotcha.
That's kind of what it is, like if you taste it after the fact, like tasting it the next day.
Right. To me. Now, I only tried a cigar one time, but because I am a weed smoker, I thought that you were supposed to inhale.
Speaking of randomly smoking stuff that's making us nauseous, it's actually kind of funny because scientists are now starting to claim that pollution is causing men's penises to be smaller.
No.
Really?
Apparently, California, Pennsylvania, and Texas have the worst air quality in the country.
Oh.
It believes that the substance to blame is pathalites. I don't know how to say this, but there are chemicals that are used to make plastics more flexible and harder to break. It says that the exposure of these chemicals to the endocrine system messes with the natural hormone process, which in turn messes with the reproductive organs, which makes penises smaller.
So like they shrink or they come out smaller?
Oh, I think they shrink, like because we're breathing in the air. So
oh no, we gotta fix this.
Absolutely immediately. You understand me?
Immediately.
I just feel like the scientists were kind of just like, I don't know, looking for a a stat. They're just like, air pollution in the city that we are in. That is why. And the other scientist was probably just like, yeah, my dick is getting smaller too. It's, my dick was way bigger yesterday.
I can't even imagine that right there. It's goodness gracious. Just breathing in something make your dick small? I would not be happy about that at all. And I would also say if you're unhappy with your smile, you don't have to be, okay? Thousands of people have used Candid, the clear, comfortable, removable, and practically invisible aligners to help straighten their teeth. And now they love their smile, just like me. You see what I'm doing? I'm out here working it out, baby. And Candid is here to help you straighten your teeth so you can fall in love with your smile, too. Your treatment is prescribed and closely monitored remotely by a licensed orthodontist who's an expert in tooth movement. You have the same quality of care that you'd get for an in-office orthodontist, except you'll get it from the comfort and convenience of your own home. And while other companies use general dentists, Candid only works with orthodontists. With Candid, the same orthodontist who created your plan is the one who will be with you from start to finish, so you never have to wonder how you're doing. And the average Candid treatment is just about 6 months. You heard right. 6 months. So you'll start seeing results way before then. And it costs thousands less than traditional braces. All right. So become your best you. Start straightening your teeth today. Right now, as a matter of fact. And listen, you can save $75 on your Candid starter kit right now. All you have to do is go to candidco.com. That's candidco.com/DIYS and use the code DIYS. That's candidco.com/DIYS. Use the code DIYS. Take advantage of this limited time offer to save $75 on your starter kit. Candidco.com/DIYS and use the promo code DIYS.
Good ad.
You know what I'm saying? Straight to the point. I like it.
Good ad. That's a very good ad.
I'm going to go straight to the point.
I have a question for you guys. Do you guys subscribe to pornography?
I don't subscribe. I don't subscribe to it, but I definitely watch it. Like I haven't. I made an account, I think, on Pornhub once, but I did it while I was in incognito, and so it doesn't.
Why'd you make an account?
Because that was the only way to get the premium.
You got the premium.
During the quarantine, they were giving the premium for free, but you had to have an account. And so I made the account to get the premium and to like save my videos, but incognito does not save your passwords. And I forgot the password. So next time I went in, I was like, fuck.
Did you guys make like dirty passwords?
Regular standard definition viewing, I guess.
Oh, it's clearer too?
Oh, yeah. With the premium, get all the HD shit.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, my boy. Oh, yeah.
You be watching The Hub, Audra?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I like that one. I like, there's one, it's like XXX Hamster or something like that. Like, yeah, there's a bunch of different ones, but you have to go to different ones for the things that you're looking for, because Pornhub is just kind of your one stop. It's one stop shop, but it doesn't have everything. Mm-hmm. So like I need details.
What are you looking for at XXX Hamster?
Usually storylines. Not like hamsters, like animals.
Come on.
No, it's just occasionally, because usually I just like to get to it, and then after I feel gross and all that kind of stuff. It's just like you guys. But like I sometimes want like a storyline. Okay, like, yeah, all right, well, I left my husband with the babysitter. I don't know if that was a good idea or not, you know, and I come back and they're fucking. So it's like, oh, but then, you know, the wives sometimes will join in, or the moms or whatever it is. And it's like, oh, okay, well, where's the kids? But you get the storyline, and then, you know, you just kind of keep moving along with your day. So it feels like I was involved.
In porn, you like the porn world, shit like that doesn't matter. Like, you left your kid with the babysitter, and now you go back and the babysitter's fucking your kid. And you...
No, not the kid.
Oh, okay. Okay.
The dad. Okay.
Yeah. I was like, a lot of family stuff lately. I don't get what this whole stepsister, stepmom thing when it blew up, but that's like everywhere now. It's kind of weird.
Step sister, stepmom?
Step sister, stepmom, stepbrother. It's weird in the white porn arenas.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You're talking about non-related. Yeah, I can see how that could be a little bit dangerous. You know what I mean? Like, okay, we're not actually related. Our parents met each other. They got married. That's not our choice. Like, you know, I'm kind of horny. How about you? Let's, you know, make a deal.
So you just broke that down. Like, yeah, I get it.
You?
Yeah. Well, I'm half white. So like for me, things balance out occasionally on understanding why.
So you'd be watching the step related. Yeah.
Bro,
no, said, I don't watch those.
Well, I'm half white, so
I'm half disgusting in that area.
It's there. I have a little more leniency on one.
Oh gosh!
I've never seen one black thumbnail of that had anything to do with stepping.
No, I haven't either. But I can see what I can see. I can understand. So I mean, I guess that makes sense.
Okay. Well. How much do you like porn? Would you literally pay to watch it? Because Utah just passed a law to ban porn from all phones and tablets just to stop kids from watching it. And each violation comes with a $10 fine.
Oh, wow.
Who's paying it? The kids or the parents? How do they know who's watching it? Like, if you watch a porn on Wi-Fi, like, how do you monitor who's on that server?
Who, right.
Access to porn.
I think it's banned from phones and tablets. So maybe you can go through the technology.
So you can only watch
have to use a laptop or?
Or your TV or your smart TV.
I think they're just insinuating that more kids watch it because they have phones and tablets with the internet as opposed to like the computer at the house. Or something like that. It's not going to stop people from watching it, but apparently.
Now they're just going to be stealing their parents' laptop and watching it on
exactly.
You go to log in. You got to deal with 36 pop-ups before you can even put your fucking log in.
You're more likely to get caught, though, because it's a laptop.
Right.
Yeah, but what that mean? I go to the bathroom, lock the door.
Would y'all pay $10 for it?
I wouldn't pay for porn.
No.
Not as long as Twitter's around. I won't pay for porn.
You'd
rather make my own. Right. You have to improvise.
You say you make your own
object? I'd make my own. It would be home porn.
Action.
I'd play all the parts too. You
play all the parts?
I play all the roles.
You smash yourself?
Yeah. You would just see a dildo come in from the corner and it would just look like it was somebody, but you know, it would just be me.
So you hold it. Okay, gotcha.
You have this already half thought out. This was not off the top of the film.
I feel like
it actually was. I'm just quick with it. You have to,
That was
survive out here.
That's an interesting idea, like a porn that's shot like Nutty Professor, like one person's all the parts and just smashing the shit out of themselves. That'd be interesting. Right. I'd watch.
Right.
I'd watch it.
Right. It was like entertainment.
A fivesome with one person. They all have different disguises.
Starring.
Even just talking about it seems exhausting.
It does. You'd probably be pretty sweaty, but I mean, as long as the payoff's good, I guess.
I don't know. I do want to let people know that this episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Say it with us, guys. Blue Chew. That's right.
Blue Chew.
Making waves and bringing more confidence to the bedroom by offering chewable tablets that can help men get stronger and longer lasting erections. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in a chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew's tablets help men achieve harder, stronger erections and combat all forms of ED. Blue Chew is an online prescription service, so no visits to the doctor's office. No awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. And it ships right to your front door in a discreet package. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. And the best part is, it's all done online. BlueChew's licensed medical providers work with you to find the right ingredient and strength for your prescription. Don't like swallowing pills? No problem here. Blue Chew's tablets are chewable, and Blue Chew tablets are made in the USA, and they prepare and ship direct, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy. So if you could benefit from extra confidence when it's time to perform, visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we have a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew for free. That's right, for free. When you use our promo code DIYS at checkout, you just pay $5 for shipping. That's BlueChew.com and use the promo code DIYS to receive your first month for free. We thank Blue Chew for sponsoring this podcast, and we encourage you guys to check it out. Holla at your boy.
I love Blue Chew. Blue Chew is that thing.
Oh, yeah.
We were talking about porn, though. You had so many opportunities for the transition.
Well, here's the thing. I didn't want to interrupt that conversation. It seemed like it was something that was near and dear to Audra's heart, and I didn't want to interrupt her step on her toes.
It was. Thank you.
We were still in the porn conversation. We were at the tail end of it, but we were still in the porn conversation, so I didn't We were at the tip.
Yes. So
I didn't want to interrupt it when we were at the shaft.
You don't want to interrupt at the shaft, ever.
No. The shaft is very important. Don't neglect the shaft, ladies.
Ever.
Hey, Audra, I have a question. What would you think about someone who went to weird places for, like, gourmet or, like, cuisine, you know? Like, if somebody went to, like, an AMPM or, like, like a rickety gas station, or like even like a, or even somewhere nicer, like a 7-Eleven for like food, like a meal, not like, oh, I'm gonna grab some chips, like
going pizza.
Like full meals.
Before you answer that, I just want to remind you guys that the Fuck You Pat sweatshirts, t-shirts, and hoodies are still on sale right now. And I want to take this moment right now just to encourage you guys.
Great hoodie.
Fuck you, Pat. Okay. Because I see what you're doing. It's unnecessary. This is unnecessary roughness. You woke up with violence because you went to sleep balled up. Now, fuck you, Pat. Okay.
I never said it was a bad thing. I said, what would you say if someone tells you that they go to these unusual places for dining? What would you say?
I would say I'd see you there because I've done that. So that is, to me, it's fun.
What you be eating there?
Oh, so 7-Eleven has really good pizza.
Come on, I just bought one. Mm-hmm.
Pizza, they have these hot dogs, taquitos. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not bad.
And Quick Trip.
Like the hot dogs.
From Audra, but I don't know if you've ever been to a Quick Trip, but Quick Trip is really good. And Wawa's. If you've never been to Wawa's,
never heard of that.
Sandwich, oh, Wawa's in the South. Fire.
Really?
Fire. They got
I believe that.
Wawa. You got to get some Wawa in your life, my boy. That Wawa is Popeye.
It's good. And then you have the gas stations like Bucky's, like in Texas, that are massive. So they have like real food. They have options. So yeah, I wouldn't have a problem with that.
Thank you to Luella, because Luella said that backfired, Pat. It sure did. Fuck you, Pat. Okay, why are you trying to put my business
It didn't backfire. I just found out that Audrey, too, is disgusting.
Okay. Pat don't wash his hair, so I'm just going to leave that there. You can do what you want with that. He don't wash his hair.
Well, you guys will be happy about this because 7-Eleven is updating the menu. Mm-hmm. They are about to open up a taco drive-thru. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what that means. This is such a random and ambitious. Did you get the mail for this or something?
I absolutely did. I know about this board meeting. So y'all just now learning about this new shit, my boy. I've been
in the meeting.
I already got coupons in the mail.
What?
I don't get it.
Got
I don't get
coupons for tacos.
I got 10 free tacos.
Ooh.
Did they ever do this before? Did they sell tacos before this?
I don't think they had the mini ones, but I thought that was Jack in the Box that had the mini tacos. I didn't remember 7-Eleven having the mini tacos.
Maybe I've never had a taco from 7-Eleven though, so yeah. I don't know if they have them or not. It's interesting.
I don't even know what to expect. Apparently they teamed up with the Laredo Taco Company, so I guess that they got people who already do tacos. And they're gonna start doing drive-throughs, mm-hmm. which will be located at the 7-Eleven Evolution stores. What are those?
Those are gonna be like the Super Walmart, so.
Super 7-Eleven.
Mm-hmm.
No, 7-Eleven Evolution.
Yeah. That's going to be bigger.
Snooze. Oh, it's a, and it's dine-in.
Yeah.
What?
And indoor seating.
Yeah. I don't know about
it. It sent us blueprints and let us, like, you know, kind of weigh in on a decision of how the interior would be and shit like that. So I suggested the paint on the wall. So when you guys see it,
yeah. I've never seen this. I guess, okay, so this website has some info about it. 7-Eleven Evolution. Okay, so it's like, you know, those weird, like joint drive-throughs. It'll be like Carl's Jr. plus the green burrito, which I've actually never seen by itself. I guess it's like that.
They're a couple by themselves. It's a Carl's Jr. and green burrito in Glendale, not too far from the crib.
No, I'm saying I've never seen green burrito by itself.
Oh yeah, it can't live on its own. Green burrito definitely cannot live on its own.
It's got to share that rent.
Yeah, it's a statue. That's like Orange Julius. You'll never see a standalone Orange Julius. They're always in the goddamn mall.
I've always seen standalone Orange Julius.
You'll never see an Orange Julius by itself. You never see a corner with an Orange Julius on it. They can't do it. They have to sell something else with it, like cocaine or Dairy Queen or Blizzards or something like that. They can't just do it on their own. They ain't got enough shit on the meat.
That's crazy. This is like a full restaurant.
Yeah, you welcome. I've been writing this letter for years, man.
This is like a dine-in restaurant. I'm not, and they're keeping the 7-Eleven name. Isn't that kind of weird?
No, it's not weird, man. You're only making it weird because you're thinking about it too much.
Okay? Yeah, you gotta try it. You do have to try it.
Nah,
yeah.
I'm probably gonna pull up.
Are you goddamn me?
I'll pull up. That's why I don't know. I mean,
on my next birthday party there, it's gonna be crazy.
Oh, it says Evolution is the brand that makes their food. Oh, okay. So that's what's doing they doing the hot dogs and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So this is just that's wild. So this is just the cooks that was been making this. They heard to hear and all of the Audras saying that they actually liked the food. So they got too cocky and now they're opening a restaurant.
Okay. What you're doing right now is being very disrespectful. I hear it in your tone and I don't like it. I'm be honest with you. So it's just like what you're trying to do is not necessary. It's not necessary at all.
Especially without knowing. Yeah.
I did not know.
Yeah. You can't prejudge. It's not bad. I wouldn't suggest it for a date night unless y'all are like, you know, months in. But like, yeah, I mean, to stop, you're on a road trip and you don't like the options in the small town, 7-Eleven might be it for you.
Take a chick to 7-Eleven. Y'all wanted a restaurant, make it a date night. I don't want to hear nothing about women saying that it's some broke boy shit or I can't believe he took me to 7-Eleven. Nah, y'all made this bed and y'all gotta sleep in it. The 7-Eleven bed.
Well, maybe they'll start 7-Eleven hotels and we can't sleep in the beds. We'll see.
How should you go on a 7-Eleven on Postmates? They went to another level, bro.
7-Eleven is on Postmates. But that makes sense because it's a convenience store. They just got a little bit more convenient.
Don't forget the first
seat. Guys, I have to talk about this story. I'm sorry. There's no transition, but I'm furious because I just saw Hazel and I was like, oh, damn, I got to talk about this. This dude set his ex-girlfriend's dog on fire after an argument about money.
What?
It had nothing to do with that. I don't like that shit. I don't like any type of cruelty to like babies, animals, anything like that. And that dog didn't have nothing to do with that. That dog was in there licking his own balls, and that nigga came in on some fuck shit. Like, bruh, why are you doing this to me?
Yeah, I know. There needs to be time for that.
Not that he should have set the woman on fire.
No, but he definitely
no. Do some jail. No fire.
You know, they
gotta watch who you date.
When you're a kid, like, if you hurt animals, like, they say that's a telltale sign of, like, a serial killer.
Yeah. Hell yeah. That's worse, in my opinion. Not worse, but it's, like, I feel like you'd have to be kind of, like, darker to kill a dog. Like, I feel like killing a human is kind of easier, you know?
They're so loyal, they come to you, like, you know, a person might try to fight you off or something, but your dog is still be like, hey, man, let me lick your hand. Right. Why you on fire? Why are you setting me on fire? But still, let me lick that hand.
I know, right?
They can't talk back or insult you or yeah.
It says that this happened in Utah. This was a Utah man, not a Florida man. But he was arrested after he dog napped his ex-girlfriend's dog, and then he set it on fire after an argument. He was arrested. The dog name is Dixie. And I guess they found her wandering around near Interstate 80 with second and third degree burns. So he just let her go. It says that a witness saw it. It said he witnessed her lighting Dixie on fire then while walking her dog, and said that he tried to intimidate her after returning to the scene. Guess what? How much the argument was over? $1,200. Lit a whole dog on fire over. Mm. Not that there was a price, but still.
No.
And then it says 3 hours after Dixie was found by animal control officers, they said she suffered from her burns to her head, pelvis, stomach, and mouth. She was listed in critical condition and is receiving fluids plus pain medications at a local vet hospital. So hopefully she'll be okay. But
yeah, he was trying to hurt her for some reason.
Sheesh, put him under.
That's crazy.
Pat, let me ask you a question, totally unrelated. Have you been getting a lot of page copyright emails about Facebook? Like, hi, unfortunately your page is being published and all of that. It's like, bro, first of all, here's the craziest shit. I get like 3 or 4 of these emails, even on days when I don't post on Facebook.
Wait, like, you guys
aren't even doing your due diligence to see, like, because it's like, that shouldn't come on until I post something. So if I haven't posted anything on my Facebook page, my Facebook fan page or business page, why am I even getting this email? Y'all lazy. Y'all just sending this shit out.
Do you see what the email it's from is?
Right. Is it really them?
No, it's not them. It's not them at all. It's not Facebook.
Right.
Yeah, right. But what's the email they're using? Because these things are getting smarter.
So this one right here, I'm looking at it, says page copyright. The email is messaging-service@post.0.com.
You're not even trying. They're not even trying.
They're not.
But at the same time, that works with a lot of people. And I think about that all the time, because if these things didn't work, they wouldn't get to where they were. And you got to think about those like Nigerian scams, those credit card scams. Mm-hmm. Those became crazy famous because they had to have been working. Like, hella people were just like, oh, you need some help? Here's my credit card. Or just like, there's just hella trusting people out there.
I'd be like, that's the thing. Like, people be like, you hear these stories about somebody giving away $100,000, $150,000 to somebody they met over the internet. It'd be like, bro, listen. I got to at least see you in person. I got to hold your hand. I got to feel the bumps on the areola or something. I'm not like
the bumps.
Make it real. That's how you know it's a real person. Like, cause you can get areola surgery. Right, and they ain't gonna put the bumps on the new areola. So you
get areola surgery. Areola,
you know it's real.
Can you get areola surgery? Just not the breast, just areola.
What, like,
you just have an areola?
Like, perimeter of the areola?
No, like swap it out, like an areola transfer.
I don't know. I mean, I think that weird. I like big areolas. I like your shit to look like a saucer for like a coffee cup.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, people get plastic surgery for a bunch of personal reasons. Maybe some woman doesn't like their areola and they want to swap it out. Or maybe get a new color. That's a whole thing, because there's there's colors. There's brown, there's dark brown, there's pink, there's orange.
I don't know,
there's white. Yeah.
There's tan, there's off-white. Yeah. There's a lot of.
Audra, I'm a little freaked out, because when you said there's white, like white areola, you look down like you have white areolas.
No, I don't. I don't. Mine were beautiful caramel, but then I had kids and now I have a pretty chocolate. Yeah. They're not like dark, but yeah, they changed colors. But
it darkened? Like leaf?
Because they've been chewing on it.
They got
now it's a lot of scar tissue.
Oh, so it went from caramel to like a milk chocolate or dark
chocolate? Like a milk chocolate.
Babies ain't shit, man. They just fuck up a whole lot of shit, man.
They do. I like what my babies did, though.
You can like your babies like you want to, Audrey. But here's the thing. You can't walk around your house naked whenever the fuck you want to.
I used to until they got to a certain age.
When they were young, right? But when they start talking, I'm like, mommy titties be doing, you like, all right, well, I can't walk around naked. No
more. Right. Yeah. So now, yeah, it's more covered.
I had no idea that mom's areolas changed over.
They can. They can't. My friends actually got, she had like pink and they went to almost like a, almost a black and they got big. Mm. Yeah. It was the, I had never seen
spread
one
that out
before.
That shit, that
yeah,
shit
yeah, they got from big.
A salami from a charcuterie board to a full-on piece of bologna.
It was like a tea saucer. Yeah.
Pink to brown. That's a lot of, that's pink a big change. It's a lot of character development.
Right. Right. And she only had, that was with her one, her first pregnancy. That was with that, the first that, one. It wasn't that, like over
that,
time.
That first pregnancy was her villain origin story. When the nipple go from pink to brown, that person is never the same. You understand me?
That's Walter White. That's the full transformation.
That's
it was crazy.
Age from salami. That's what happened. She went from fresh salami to beef jerky, and now she's like out here just putting pictures in the face.
It was crazy. Yeah, she showed me. She showed me, and I was like, wow, okay.
Mm-hmm. That's wild. And you said they grew outwards?
Hers were like this, and they got big, like big. So it was like she couldn't wear some of the same shirts.
You had to put cocoa butter on them areolas. You can't, it's more than
that. Do something?
Okay, just do it.
Or they spread?
Don't disrespect or ignore the areolas. You got to put a little cocoa butter on the areolas.
To keep them contained?
EVOO too, a little extra virgin olive oil. You got to put a little EVOO just to drop. And then you got to speak in tongue to it. It's the action to the different areola. Then in the same place. If you don't do that, God willing.
You have to do that or it keeps spreading and then it goes all the way around.
The devil does it. It'll still destroy your body.
It'll
you
fully
just turn a different color. Right.
It'll come around and meet again on your back. And then you're just your full areola.
That's a uniola.
If you said, why is it here?
That's a uniola.
This is number five.
Every hour it goes just it's like a clock and now he's
we started on this podcast guys we started on this podcast and this is where we are this is where we are. This is number five and I just want to show you guys that I'm not slurring. So like when I get buzzed I don't slur, I usually talk less, but obviously because we're filming I can't talk less, but that's what happened. I don't slur. I just get quiet when I get a little buzzed.
Five is a lot. Five would have me more than buzzed. That's a lot to get buzzed.
Oh, me too. Me too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, typically it would, but.
What is that? That Tilla?
Yeah. Let me show you this bottle, boy.
I think it said. That's hilarious. Oh.
It got big, this bottle. In reference to the glass. Ooh. The glass.
And all five came from that?
It also has your name on it.
Huh?
All five came from that?
All five came from this.
Damn.
You didn't mix it?
Huh?
No. You didn't mix it with anything?
We wouldn't be doing the show.
Oh, shit. He's going with the straighty uppy.
Okay.
It was a long weekend, man. It was a good weekend, though. I got to see a lot of my family.
St. Louis.
Huh?
You said what?
I said it's been a long weekend. It's been a good weekend, though. I got to see a lot of my family.
You out there eating barbecue and stuff?
Not in barbecue. I mean, because my family, they don't have the grill like that. A lot of them don't have the grill like that anymore. But I ate good. I went to go see my sisters, both my blood sisters, blood sisters, Shonda and Robin. And I got to hang out with my nieces and my nephew. I had a lot of fun, man. You know what I'm saying? My godmother, I was able to bless her with a little something. This is somebody that I met when I was 13 years old and I was courting this little girl. And me and the young lady is still cool, but me and my godmother are really cool. So I was able to like bless her with a little something, hung out with her. She cooked me some spaghetti, man. I had a good time while I was here in town.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Seems like it
was a blast, man. Picked up a new gun. I'm pretty sure it's dirty because I got it from one of my uncles, and that nigga don't do nothing but kill niggas.
Nigga said, our new gun, spaghetti. Saw my family, got a gun.
Wow. Nieces, nephews, yeah.
Normal St. Louis shit.
The way he tells your stories, he'll be like, man, I killed this one nigga so good. First of all, sir, hold up. Please don't tell me this because I don't want to be an accessory.
So good?
Right, who says that? I killed this one nigga so good. There's no ranking on me.
That's different.
What are you?
So good is hilarious. I ended him so good. It's like, shit.
I made this nigga family. Wow. So fucking good, bro. Like, wait, hold on, fam. Don't do that to me.
We got him. We got him. Yeah. That is hilarious. All right. Well, to not get your uncle in trouble, let's talk about a gun. Perfect transition. Did y'all see that dude who made his gun look like a Nerf gun?
I didn't.
He made a real gun look like a Nerf gun.
Hold on, let me share the screen so you can throw it up, Pat.
All right. So this is the Nerf gun. Where it at? Here we go. Okay, so this dude really did this. So this was found during a raid, and he basically decked it out so it was blue and orange, and then put it inside the other one. But there's a drum at the end. Look at the back.
What?
The stock. And then I guess it like fits in there, but he even put the Nerf like logo on it.
Oh, wow.
That's cold.
That's crazy.
How'd they find that?
Bro, like, first of all, the ingenuity, okay? Like, he should definitely go to jail for something like whatever he did that they had. Because whatever if they raid your house, you did some shit, right? So, like, you should do that. But they should, whatever he was going to get, whatever time he was going to get, they should knock off in, like, 3 years. Like, nigga, the ingenuity. Give him a job with, like, one of the departments because, like, bro, like, if he could use his powers for good,
right?
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
It was a Glock 19. This was in North Carolina, and it was a drug raid, and it had a Glock 19 pistol and a 50 round drum magazine, was apparently painted blue and red and labeled with the Nerf logo. Such painted guns are not illegal, but the sheriff's office called the not Nerf weapon concerning to law enforcement.
Absolutely.
But the funny thing is that 20 other firearms were found in addition to this one. Also, cocaine, psychedelic mushrooms, and marijuana, also $2,300 in cash. So it's like,
that's all bad.
You put a really small Band-Aid on like broken ribs.
Let's not even focus on the other stuff, right? Let's just focus on that. If he made a business out of making guns like this, right? Like, if he was selling these on Etsy, he'd be popping, right? Like, who would not get a custom one of these? And that's all I'm saying. Like, if you sell stuff online, you're definitely in the right business, all right? More people are shopping online than ever. And this means a lot of orders coming in and a lot of orders you'll need to ship out fast. That's why online sellers like you need ShipStation. No matter how much you sell, ShipStation makes it super easy to manage and ship all your orders from one sales channel faster, cheaper, and more efficiently. You get to import orders from any sales channel, you ship with any carrier, you get access to discounted shipping rates, and automate just about any shipping task, okay? No matter what you're selling and where you're selling it, Amazon, Etsy, on your own website, ShipStation funnels all your orders into one simple interface that you can manage from anywhere, even your cell phone. You'll get access to amazing discounts with major carriers, including USPS, UPS, FedEx, and you get to easily compare carriers and choose the best solution every time. With ShipStation, small businesses can now access the same rates usually reserved for Fortune 500 companies without the contracts or commitments. It's no wonder ShipStation has more 5-star reviews than any other shipping software. So, if you guys are selling online and you're ready to ship more in less time, just use our offer code DIYS to get 60-day of free trial. That's right, a 60-day free trial. That's 2 months, people. That's 2 months free of no hassle, stress-free shipping. Just go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page, and type in DIYS at ShipStation.com, enter the promo code DIYS, and make ship happen. You see what I did there?
That was nice. They didn't tell you to do that?
No. They definitely had it in there.
Oh, okay. I was about to say that was a bar. that was pretty barry. all right, cool. Couple more things, and we'll get up out of here. We were just talking about Blue Chew. I have not confirmed this story, but it's I came across it. It's very interesting. This happened in Russia in 2014. There's a Russian dude named Viktor Jazinskin, And apparently he attempted to rob a hair salon, but it took an unexpected turn when the female salon owner, who was a black belt in karate, overpowered him and tied him up. But instead of calling the police, she force-fed him Viagra and used him as a sex slave for 3 days. So she was probably a black belt in other things besides karate, because she's a way bigger menace. He was just trying to rob a hair salon for some bundles. I've never heard of anything like this. Like the force feeding Viagra for the stiffy. That's
the increased heart rate. Your blood pressure is going up. Yeah, that's not safe at all.
Woof. Oh yeah, you mean the hostage sex? Yes, of course. I don't know if they were worried about what was safe, but I'm gonna bring this story back because I want to know how he was found. Because that's a lot. I just recently watched Narcos.
Hard times.
You said what?
He was found on hard times.
That was that joke was flaccid. That joke was very, very, very flaccid.
Come on, man. Don't give me a hard time with this one.
the blue chew.
That's a lot. Like, you force feed them the pills or do you make a smoothie? Like,
did she use protection? Like, did she?
Oh, for her.
For him. Like, did she put protection on him or?
I don't know, bro. Like, that's weird all around. Like, I mean, technically, isn't that rape, though?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. What do you mean, technically?
I mean, but okay, so wait. No, but I say that because if he was a would-be robber, but she overpowered him, but then did that, like, how does that charge go? Does he still get charged with, like, attempted robbery, but then she gets charged with rape? Like, I don't...
Self-defense rape?
Yes, but that's what I'm thinking. Like how do you... Do both of them have separate trials?
Oh, apparently. Okay, here's the scoop. All right. So she overpowered him, tied him up naked, used him as a sex slave. I guess he was only intending to rob the place. But Olga Zajac.
Oh, yeah, she definitely fucked him. She can
fight. Yeah. 28.
Missionary.
She floored him with a single kick. Then dragged the semi-conscious Jasinski to a back room where she tied him up with a hairdryer cable, stripped him naked, and then to teach him a lesson, quote, for the next 3 days, used him as a sex slave.
Hold on. Shit. You don't teach somebody a lesson for 3 days.
Right. Was the salon open?
Well, he wasn't in the salon no more. At this point, he's in the basement, Audra.
Of the salon, though.
He had all the Bantu and S-Curl kits in the basement right next to that and the neutralizer shampoo.
I'm not supposed to laugh at that.
She released him. She was like, all right, you learned your lesson. That was enough penis for this.
Yes, we go to the cops.
Like, didn't go to the cops? Right.
Because we know about the story, but like, who turned in who?
Said Jasinski went straight to the police and told them of this, quote, backroom ordeal. That is not the words I would probably use.
I was going to rob the bitch, but let me tell you what she did. I went in there. I had this Nerf gun. It was real gun, but it looked like a Nerf gun. I bought it off of Etsy, okay? I went in there with every intent just to take the money, okay? And let me tell you what she did to me.
Yo, this gets even wilder. So he's handcuffed naked to a radiator and actually fed nothing but Viagra. That was his meal. He had a Viagra with a side of Viagra and a Viagra smoothie. But apparently when they asked her, she said, "What a bastard. Yes, we had sex a couple of times, but I bought him new jeans, gave him food, and even gave him $1,000 when he left." Very, very different stories. In his story, he was fed nothing but them pills and smashing back to back to back. And in her story, she They were just chilling together.
Let me tell you why I don't believe her. Because nobody's gone somewhere and bought one pair of jeans.
Yeah.
You don't go jean shopping regularly, right? So when you go jean shopping, you buy three or four pair. Only psychopaths and serial killers go to the mall to buy one pair of jeans. I'm just throwing it out
there. And salon rapists.
And salon rapists, obviously.
There you go.
That is a weird first thing to think. Like, oh, you're robbing me, huh? Well, pa, come in the back and fuck me for 3 days? What? That, I mean...
I'm not justifying anything, but I'm saying you might want to think twice before robbing people because you don't know whose home you're going into.
Absolutely, but yeah, you don't really think this. You don't.
I know he was like, what's the worst that can happen? And then fast forward to this. He never thought, this was not in one of the scenarios of what he thought the worst that could happen.
No.
That reverse.
No one scenario.
No one would have seen this. This is a movie. Ever. This is why they say that like you can't, like, what is it? Fiction is better than nonfiction. I forget the quote, but like, you can't. Bro, you can write that.
Well, it could. It this was the kind of storylines that are on XXX Hamster, so it actually could have been written.
It would have been inspired by this story, though, Audra.
Probably. It's probably up there now.
This Olga girl's starting a movement of female empowerment, though. She'd be having like fan pages on Facebook. People don't know if the story is true. This is like an internet legend, but there's a bunch of articles on it. And apparently Olga's just this figure and there's like hella likes and people are posting like, you're my hero, power, all that kind of stuff.
Wait. There's no way to confirm that this is true?
I mean, it's on Forbes. It's on Daily Mail. It's on a whole bunch of stuff. It's kind of like just a really popular internet legend.
So we have no data reference. We have no data. I mean, obviously it's within the last 30 years because they said Viagra, right?
Is Viagra 30 years old?
I feel like it's at least that.
let's find out. When was Viagra conceptualized? Viagra, when did it drop? Ayo. Oh, still
1996.
Did it
pop up?
1996 is what I found. It was patented in 1996 and approved by the FDA on the 27th of March
1998. Huh.
Okay, so yeah, 30-ish.
They had their 20-year anniversary on March 27th, 2018. So 20 years.
Okay. Wow. Viagra has been keeping it hard for a long time. Right. Hard times. Hard times. That's what this saga is called. Hard times. My Google, you're right, MTM. My Google search is all over the place. I'm on several lists. Don't clear my browser history. If I die before anybody in this Zoom,
you're crazy.
Clear.
Read your browser history at the funeral. I think it's going to be great. And I think people would appreciate it. And I think that's what you really would want.
Same.
That'd be on brand, I guess.
That'd be on brand for you, Pat.
That'd be pretty on brand. Well, Audra, it was amazing hanging out with you. We appreciate you for stopping by this week. We're sorry in person. But you know, these Zoom things have to happen every now and then. You see tears getting sauced up in St. Louis out there. Oh my God. Audra, before he does anything worse than that, tell the people where they can find you and what you got coming up.
Okay. Well, my movie, You Married That, is coming out. It'll be in the next couple of months. So we'll let you guys know when there's actually a date for that. On Instagram, I'm now Audge Lachelle K, since they took my Audge Lachelle page. And then I'm Audge Lachelle and everything else on Twitter and Facebook. My Facebook fan page is Audge Lachelle, I believe, as well. So, yes.
Damn, they got you?
They got me for reposting. I used to repost all the funny videos, you know, and they were like, you don't have the rights to these.
On Instagram?
Yes. I was almost at 200,000 followers, so... I boycotted for about 5 months, and I finally got another one. So
I did not know that you could get in trouble for that.
Wait a minute, you reposted what videos?
Videos, just funny videos. You know how like Tony Baker does? He does his with his voiceovers, but we just repost sometimes videos, and I would caption them, and people were flagging me, so they finally took it.
Oh, that was a personal attack. Because there's no reason. Yeah,
anybody it's definitely personal.
Repost apps. Why would they have repost apps if you
don't
do it? Right. No, and they actually warned me again today. I posted my own video where somebody caught me peeing in a bush with some R. Kelly music, and they took it down.
That's real? Somebody really caught you peeing?
No, set up.
Oh, okay. I was like, personal. Damn.
No, but yeah, somebody's definitely hating on me. I don't know why, but
no.
I'm sorry. I'm glad you got another one back. I don't think that's the rules, but you guys know how they treat us black creators out here. TikTok. Well, anyways, we appreciate y'all for pulling up, especially the Scary Squad and the Patreon. If you are not a part of the Scary Squad, sign up. We'd be doing these live things. We just did 21 questions. That was a lot of fun with our Scary Squad. So make sure you sign up. I have been your co-host, Patrick Cloud.
And I'm to hear more. And we'll see you next week on another episode of Damn Internet, You're Scary.
Bye, guys.
Peace, guys.
Bye.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.